Former Nickelodeon star Alexa Nikolas protests network. I didn't feel safe, no more n.d.a.s. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 28, 2022. Zoe 101 star Alexa Nikolas says she didn't feel safe while at Nickelodeon and is demanding an apology, as well as changes for today's kids working at the famed children's network. I want to make Nickelodeon safe for kids, because in my personal experience working on Zoe 101, I didn't feel safe, Nikolas told TMZ while attending a protest outside the Paramount-owned network's Burbank headquarters. I didn't feel Nickelodeon was protecting me or had my best interest in mind. After hearing so many different stories from so many different Nick stars, it just feels like enough is enough, the actress continued. And so, we're here today trying to make a change in Nickelodeon. Nikolas added that it was pretty triggering to be here at Nickelodeon today. I didn't even sleep last night, but I think anyone is redeemable if they actually do the right things moving forward. But they haven't even given a comment, and I think that just really awful. Because Jeanette, and all of us deserve an apology. We really do, she said. Earlier this month, a book from actress and former iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy claimed Nickelodeon offered her $300,000 in hush money to stay silent about her experiences working with a man, whom she referred to only as the creator, at the network. Going forward, Nikolas said that she doesn't want to hear one more story of a Nick star having a traumatic experience. I want no more NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, the actress added. We're done with NDAs. No more silencing in there. We want to know what's happening in there so we can actually help if needed. I want them to apologize to all the Nick stars that suffered in any type of way, any kind of childhood trauma that came from this network. I would like them to take accountability and say they're sorry, she said. I think that's simple, and we shouldn't have to beg for that. The actress added that there is no chance she will ever try to patch things up with Nickelodeon or her former co-star Jamie Lynn Spears, who reportedly attacked Nikolas in her memoir. After being asked if she would ever go back to Zoe 101, Nikolas replied bluntly, never in a million years. These experiences are just a few of the many examples of what it's apparently like working in Hollywood, a left-wing industry that enjoys lecturing the American public on morality. Last month, actress Mina Suvari said that being pulled into the sex abuse culture of Hollywood helped her nail her role in the 1999 film, American Beauty. Last year, actress Keira Knightley noted that every woman she knows has been sexually harassed in some way, which even includes threats and violence. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.